Southeast Saskatchewan, for some people, to get on a horse and ride can be a challenge. For others, it is much simpler. And then there are the Truco riders that seem to fly on the back of a horse. Bailey Steves, Shada King and Jordana White came together when their coach Amber Miller held a trick riding clinic at King's Corner Farm in May 2022. Steves lives on a farm by Carnduff. She was raised by her parents Jason and Memory Steves and has a younger sister Dallin. Steves just graduated from grade 12 and will be attending Lakeland College in Vermilion, Alta, for animal science technology, majoring in equine science. She grew up with horses and began to ride at the age of 5. "I have always had a strong love for horses," said Steves. "I remember watching the Calamity Cowgirls in Estevan and I wished I could do that." She had the opportunity to attend the clinic at King's and was hooked on trick riding. White is the daughter of Tice and Amber White. She was raised on a farm near Carnduff with her three sisters, Tenley, Kenzie and Clara. White attends the Carnduff Education Complex and will enter into grade 12 in the fall. "I would always be upside down, backwards or standing on my horse," said White. When she heard of the clinic, she wanted to try it and she fell in love with the sport. Shada King lives on a farm north of Stoughton with her parents Kevin and Tammy King and two siblings, Shoni and Zane. As a child, she always wanted to stand on a horse and had a love for the animals. The three young women met at the clinic and began to ride together to form truco, which is the Spanish word for trick. Both rider and horse need to be in good physical condition. Each horse needs to know the pattern. They also need to be on their left leg and get used to a person hanging off the side of them. These horses need to remain in a lope through the trick and follow the rope to the end of the arena. But they also need to be aware of the trick their rider will do without hesitation. The riders also need to stay in shape. This can be done through a treadmill, weights or working on the farm to build muscle. They stand on their horses and hang with one leg while their head is just above the ground. In January, they will begin to ride 5 to 6 days a week and in February, go to an indoor arena to practice their routine. Only together for 1 year, they have done several performances. They performed at Stoughton Days just recently at the beginning of July and will be at the Arcola Rodeo in August. With the horse and rider color coordinated, these acrobatic young women have thrilled crowds with their daring moves and love every minute of it.